now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 214 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, a part of the Webcast Beacon Network, an assortment of creative podcasts and a video series, most recently at webcastbeacon.com. I'm Fess of ArgerComic.com, all alone today, maybe a little bit of an EP episode today. Got a couple of guests with me. First off, we have... You know what? I didn't ask how to pronounce your last name. Let's see if I can get it. Laura Innes?
Innes.
Sorry.
Close enough. Closer than most people get.
All right. And you are from The Dreamer at thedreamercomic.com and the Paper Wings podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Along with her, we have Crystal Yates from EarthSongSaga.com and the Tom Geeks webcomic collective. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Before we get into the real reason for this show, just to have a little bit of background of both of you. Laura, you have I've heard of the comic The Dreamer before, but for our audience, could you tell us a little bit about what The Dreamer is?
Sure. It's a webcomic, but it's also a graphic novel series put out by IDW Publishing. But online, we update every Wednesday and Friday. It's a story about a high school girl who starts having dreams about the American Revolutionary War. So it's one part high school drama, one part, I guess, historical fiction, time travel, romance. We've got a little bit of everything in there.
Awesome. And you do a podcast called Paper Wings. I think you do that with another person, right?
Yeah, my co-host is a guy named Chris Oatley. He is a character designer for Disney. But he just recently got into webcomics, so his comic is brand new. It's Greg the Mega Beaver's Prehistoric Sideshow. Try to say that.
Wow.
It's about a dinosaur reality TV show, and then the rest of the time he's painting Tinkerbell or the characters from Planes and other things like that when he's at work. So together we make the Paper Wings team, and we do blogs and podcast series about how to be a professional artist, mm-hmm. and how to make comics and marketing and all, everything that goes into to all of that.
Competition.
Now, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're not competition for us. We don't have the experience that you guys obviously have. So people can check that out at paperwingspodcast.com. I'm going to jump over to Crystal. You have a comic called Earth Song. Could you tell us about that?
Well, it's a long-running comic. I've been doing it for 7.5 years now. It's one of those epic high fantasy ones that have the super complicated worlds that I'm not even going to try explaining to you right now. But it's fun. It's got some actions. I like it.
Well, that's good. I'd hate to work a project for 7 years and not like it.
Yep. And then I also do Tom Geeks, which is a webcomic collective, which is open to any female comic creator to join. And that also has a comic on it, which is just sort of based on the adventures of a few geek girls going through high school.
any of them based on anyone from the collective directly?
The main character is loosely based on myself, but no, not from the collective.
Oh, okay.
If they were, she wouldn't tell.
Yeah. I'm not going to open that can of worms.
All right. So the reason for today's episode is a project called Comic Creators for Freedom at comiccreatorsforfreedom.com. Let's see here. Laura, would you like to tell us basically what this is all about?
Sure. This is a project we started a couple years ago, and it basically is it's a very grassroots collective of mostly webcomic artists, but we've had print people participate in the past. And everyone gets together and they do one drawing of a female character that they own. We get sent out different themes and parameters for the drawing every year. And then we assemble all of the characters onto a single image and offer that as an incentive when people donate, as like a wallpaper image that you could put on your desktop. So every year we do a different wallpaper. It's got over 100 female comic creations on there doing something crazy. And the purpose for all of this is it's for National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, which is January 11th. And so we're raising money for two charities that are committed to fighting human trafficking, one at a worldwide level, one much smaller. It's kind of from my neck of the woods in Ohio. It's a rehabilitation home that's trying to get their doors open. So we split all of the donations between those two charities.
Yeah, I think the Webcomic Beacon newscast picked this up and mentioned it on their program, which is our sister podcast actually. But we're the older sister. I want to be clear. we came first. But yeah, T. Campbell was making a comment, and it's like, just read a little bit more. The information's right there. Because he was like, well, what is this money going towards? It's like, scroll down a little bit more and they'll tell you.
We try to make it readily available.
Right,
people ask
right.
that question a lot.
And yeah, that was pointed out to him and he admitted shame. But let's see here. You've done this since, looks like 2010 was the first year, at least according to the website. That's all I see is far back.
Yeah, this will only be the third year.
Okay. So let's see. So 2010, 2011. What are like some of the number of participants that you've had in the last 2 years versus this year? Well, 2012, next month.
Well, we've had over 100 people participate every year. Right now, for this year, we're at 99. So we need at least one more to make 100. But yeah, I can't remember the exact numbers right now. Do you remember, Crystal?
Last year, I remember, was 111.
Okay.
The year before that, you got me.
No, I was kind of curious. Now, so basically, you make a sort of a huge collaborative wallpaper, and you sell the wallpaper for donations, which will in turn go into these organizations. What about, do you resell, like the past years as well, or are they completely locked off now?
What we did last year was we actually offered print versions of both the first year's and the current year's wallpaper. Did we offer it for a wallpaper again? I don't remember.
Digitally, we only offered the current year's, but you could buy prints of every year.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting, because I was just kind of thinking about that. You know, that'd be kind of cool. It's like, I think I just found out about it last year, or I've heard something about it, but I didn't really look into it until like last year after it was over. And mm-hmm. It was like, oh, shoot, they should have got on that. So.
Yeah, the donation drive is only up for 2 weeks. We do it for National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So there's a nice beginning and end to it. So it's not open all year long.
Yeah.
Right, right. Get in now before
it's too late. Act fast.
So, you know, that's the thing. I actually heard about this on public radio like today or yesterday, basically talking about this precise thing, and I guess if there's like that awareness day coming up, that's a reason for, you know, why I just heard about it on the radio. I'm trying to find a little bit more lengthiness into the to why it's such a, you know, this, you know, human trafficking is obviously a problem. On the radio they said in America it is like the second biggest crime that there's profit to be made from regularly. Like, it's below drugs, but above weapons.
Yeah.
As far as illegal activity and with money being exchanged.
Isn't it horrifying?
That statistic alone was like, Jesus, like, here? I mean, really? It's like, how does that even, maybe in other countries, but you went, it shocked me that in America that this is happening like this, that this much.
I agree. I think that's why we have had so many participants every year. Because when you start to hear about it and you start to hear things like that, it's really startling. And I think it makes you want to do something. I mean, most people think drugs are bad or, you know, weapons are bad or something. But when it's little kids being sold into prostitution, it's a whole other level of horrifying. And so that's the thing that I love about this project that we do is that, you know, no one gets turned away. You can have a really small webcomic that only a few people read, or you can, it's just like Crystal have been doing webcomics for 7 years or 10 years. Danielle Corsetto participates every year. And you take the influence that you have where you're at and you use that for something. And when we pull it all together, this is 100 people who have, you know, varying sizes, but they do have influence on the internet, and they're all pulling it for this cause for this couple of weeks a year. And, you know, it's doing something much bigger than you could have done on your own. And that's kind of the magic of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's the discussion that was on the radio. There were some questions, you know, why this happens, or, you know, some people may, the people that are involved with this sort of thing might argue that, well, it's their choice sort of thing. It's like, nobody that age is consciously making a choice to be sold as property.
No.
How people can do this to other human beings is just ridiculous. It's, I can't even talk about it.
I know.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard to talk about. And it's hard to think about, because it's like, if it's this big of a problem, it's got to be happening way more than we would want to think.
It's got to be worse in some other countries that, I mean, I'm not trying to say who's, you know, which country is which, but I mean, a lot of people will think, like, you know, Western society is like, we got all these things to try and protect people. And if we are having so much of a problem, countries with less stable governments, I mean, these, you hear about people buying wives off of online, you know, this is bad. This happens all over the world.
Yeah.
Some places it's more apparent than others, but we have to point the finger at our country, because obviously somebody's buying them here. I don't even know what to say about all this stuff. We need more awareness for it.
That's part of the problem, is that most of it goes on, it's like behind closed doors. It's because people don't see it, they think it doesn't happen. And it's not that they don't think it doesn't happen, but, I mean, it's such a horrible thing to have to hear about and to think about happening. Like, I remember when I first heard the statistics for, like, North America, and I was like, holy crap, that's bigger than the town I live in. and you just think about that happening to so many people, and the fact that there's even more people doing it to that number of people, and you just start feeling creepy crawling. You don't want to talk to anyone anymore because... So it's a hard problem to talk about, because I mean obviously no one's for it. You're not going to get anyone who's pro this or anything, but at the same time it's awful to think about these things happening, but at the same time you have to, because you need to do something.
Right. As far as Comic Creators for Freedom is concerned, When do donations start again? January 1st or?
January 9th.
Oh, okay.
So it's a Monday through the next Friday. So it's January 9th through the 20th. And National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is, I think it's a Wednesday this year. It's the 11th of January. Okay. So our drive overlaps with it.
All right. And I'll be putting a notice up on a few of our podcasts as we roll through that, and hopefully get, like I said, you know, I thought I've kind of heard about it before, but I've only, like, saw it last year after it was over. So, obviously, you know, it's not out as much as it could be yet.
That's right. And if you go to our website, you can, at the top, you can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you do that now, then when we start up next year, you'll hear about it on time.
Well, yeah.
of course. That's for all of your listeners.
And let's see here. You got, as you said, you got like 99 thus far people that are going to be in on this, and they got to get their art in by like December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, you got, it's hard to even just like grab a few on here. You have Kez Hound. We've had her on the show before. Davey Shirley, Scott Sava. Nan. I've seen that. The Cheryl who does Dear Me. I haven't seen that comic in a long time. I thought it ended, but
she's actually been helping us. So give her a shout out. She's been helping us update the website.
Cheryl Schofer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. There's just I can't nearly list all of these, but you can, if you go to comiccreatorsforfreedom.com, the right side, you'll see a list of participants that click the view more, show more at the bottom. They'll just keep going and going and going.
Yep. If you click on the people link at the top, it'll actually give you a full list of everyone.
Okay. That's a lot easier.
All in one place.
Yes.
Yeah, and even though the deadline is coming up soon, you know, I think part of the appeal of this is that it's a really low commitment from any artist who wants to participate. It's just a single drawing of one of your female characters, not even a background or anything. It's the kind of drawing you could honestly do on your lunch break while you're having a sandwich. Scan it in, color it in a few minutes, and you're done. But altogether, these, you know, pieces, when they're finished, are just so much fun. And this year's theme is Snowball Fight. So I think it's going to be the best one yet. So you get to draw your character either throwing a snowball or being pelted by one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm a little worried about, you know, whether or not, like, how many, or if you have way too many people throwing or way too many people getting hit. Is like, should I draw a couple just in case?
Maybe someone's a bad aim.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, I actually got mine started, and I don't know, I might have to draw a second one because I kind of have her kneeling, scooping up a snowball while getting hit.
Oh, that's nice.
So
there you go.
So hopefully that'll work, but it sounds real fun, epic snowball fight.
The art definitely is really fun coming in that I have seen so far, and a lot of the characters are fighting dirty, which is fun.
Oh, interesting. Now I want to come up with more ideas. It's like, maybe I can come up with a better one than theirs. Let's see here. So, which is really nice since there's no snow this year. It's,
yeah,
I see some green grass. That's the trouble.
I'm in Canada and it's raining right now.
It rained all day this morning here in Ohio.
It's so sad. But oh well. Good cause. And are there any other, do you know if there's any other sort of like, events or, you know, things like this maybe going on, elsewhere, any other sort of events that are put on by any sort of organizations revolving around this, Human Trafficking Awareness Day? Offhand.
Yes. My mind just blanked. What's the name of it, Crystal? what's the name of the graphic?
The Traffic Inc.
Traffic Inc. Yeah. There's a group in Atlanta that they are putting out a graphic novel that is all about raising awareness and about what they do down at their organization. And I think that they're trying to do a Kickstarter campaign around the same time that we're doing our fundraising drive to get enough money to get the graphic novels out and into schools and things like that. Is it just trafficinc.com? Will that get people where they need to go?
I'm trying to find it.
If you looked for Traffic Inc., you'd probably find it.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm getting a lot of data companies.
Okay, hold on. It's traffic, with a K at the end, inc.com.
Ah.
Yeah, and Meet Justice is the name of the organization in Atlanta that's behind this. So they already do human traffic awareness raising in the city of Atlanta, and this is one of the projects that they're putting out this year.
Very cool. I'm still not getting the link to work, but we'll get that link in the show notes for people to check it out. And as well, we'll have some reminders in our coming podcasts as well to remind people to go ahead and check out the site and sign up if you hear this podcast in time. Otherwise, keep in mind for next year, and also to go over and make a donation once it is out. To January 9th for 2 weeks, it sounds like. So, is there anything left that we need to cover? Or go over. I think we pretty much hit everything.
I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, all right. As I said, this is an EP, a short episode of the Webcomic Beacon. And once again, we've had... trying to think of how you say your last name again, Laura. Innes?
Innes. It's just like Guinness the beer, minus the G.
Well, all right. Laura Innes from The Dreamer and Paper Wings Podcast. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us on.
No problem. And thanks for coming on, of course. And thanks again to Crystal Yates of Earth Song and Tom Geeks.
Thank you for having us. It was great.
And once again, I've been Festworks of ArcherComic.com. And be sure to check out, once again, comic creators for freedom.com for more information and to help out.